think we should actually have this conversation of us getting ready in there. So it's like this
Who are we, the Nerdist podcast?
Oh, they do that? Just have this really
They just start recording before the guest really realizes that they're recording.
So every show starts with,
like,
oh.
30 seconds of like natural conversation, and then Chris Harper's like, oh, by the way, we started recording. We don't really do a formal sort of intro thing. And it's kind of become the intro thing.
Oh.
So they do an intro thing, but it's just, it's the absence of an intro thing. Well, then calling out the absence of an intro thing that became the intro thing.
Well, when we're on the Nerdist, then I'll remember that. Sucker Box.
There in podcast land, you're listening to the Destructo Boxcast, the semi-irregular podcast from myself, Phil McLaughlin, and my good pal Joey Reinich.
Hi, guys.
The creators of the web animated series Destructo Box. So welcome to episode 6, working title, Fuck Fiesta.
I thought it had a nice ring to it.
It's a good working title, even if the full title just becomes working title, Fuck Fiesta.
Well, it is now. All right, I'm glad I don't have to stress about naming it now. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that just won't get flagged or censored. It's just a bunch of, you know, Spanish sex, basically. And piñatas.
The number one Spanish sex-related podcast. The Destructo Boxcast.
Episode 6 only.
We do spinoffs all the time.
That episode shot to the top of the Spanish sex podcast charts.
It's a very niche chart.
I mean, you know, there's a good 3 or 4 other podcasts that fit that criteria.
All right, I think we should just move exclusively to the Sex Fiesta channel.
All right, guys, we'll see you over on the Sex Fiesta channel. It's a hard transition, so.
Pun absolutely intended.
We are recording this the Friday evening after the part 2 release of Penal Pals.
You mean Skyrim?
Skyrim 2. Did actually, Skyrim? It's like Skyrim 5, isn't it?
Yeah, Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim. I didn't even know we posted something today.
You've just been absorbed in endless...
Yeah, well, what was it?
Endless storylines and...
I've played about 10 minutes of it so far. I made a guy, and that's about it. I wasn't even going to buy it till about 3 hours ago.
And you gave in?
Yeah, I think it's finding out that it was... that our release was Skyrim Day all week. I was like, oh, well, I should probably get Skyrim.
Yeah, and I've just been joking about it, and then in my joking, found out how serious people take it.
Yeah,
and then
don't
I just stopped joking about it.
Yeah, don't do that.
It was I had some people at work who were like, "Oh no, no."
Well, what the fuck is that supposed
like
to?
Like they got super excited when I brought it up, and then they went on for a long time, and then when they realized that I had said something in jest, it was like I had just completely. Sort of broken.
You're saying the room iced over like the mountains of Windfall.
Them some cold mountains.
I don't even know if that's a place. I think it is. I looked at the map. It sounds like a place.
Well, what I was getting at before Skyrim took over the podcast and the release date is that it's the eve / night after the second release. So Phil standard time, we're getting pretty late into the early morning.
This is when sexy Phil comes out though.
Oh yeah. So you're gonna listen to a lot of my sweet, sultry NPR. Does NPR have like a love line equivalent? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Some NPRs probably have some sort of like sex relationship advice type show.
how do I do the missionary position?
First, you have to travel to an impoverished country in Africa and spread the word of Jesus.
Oh, yes. Praise him.
With your penis. Hence, missionary position.
I thought it was where you put two dicks together to form a cross.
Yeah, that's... let me think of what I was about to say. Never mind. I was trying to combine the words crucifix and circumcision.
There's something in there.
Yeah. Hey, figure that out and email it to boxcast@destructobox.com.
Nice. No one does that, despite how many times we jokingly ask.
Yeah, nobody emails anything until we do the call out for questions a couple days before we record these.
We appreciate it, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? For nobody, it's not spread across, you know, a wide range of time. But when people send stuff, it you know, when it rains, it pours. And it's mostly a very gay rain.
A very homoerotic sprinkle. Oh, well, just that's our little teaser for the end of the show.
Oh.
Yeah?
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what we're teasing. That's
stay tuned for that.
Homoerotic sprinkling. I'm on the edge of my seat. But anyway, so yeah, it's been a good week, and I think that, you know, that's a good leeway into you know, some news.
News. News.
News. Well, I think, you know, just to kind of segue in, so the two-part episode that just came out, it's one of the more expansive, brand new things that we've done in a long time. We've had new episodes kind of peppered in with episodes that we've released previously and just kind of polished up. And we're reminded of that constantly, by the way, with a few of the loyal fans who are constantly reminding people that they can watch. Oh, wait, hold on, guys. Man, we can't even get into the news segment. Hello? Hello?
Hello, is this DestructoBox?
Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I really liked you guys on Newgrounds. Do you guys remember when you posted on Newgrounds?
We still kind of post on Newgrounds.
Yeah, but see, you're posted on YouTube, too. That's like I saw that on Newgrounds, like last year. You know, do you remember you did that?
Are you sure? I mean...
It's sort of, you know, like, I'm like a really good fan, so I saw your guys' stuff on YouTube, too, because I follow everything you do, but I just like to tell everybody that I saw this on Newgrounds first, like a year ago.
I mean, but we've done some new episodes that weren't Newgrounds.
We put a lot of work into bringing those episodes back. So
yeah, they're like polished up, and there's new scenes.
Yeah, but
and new
see, I just wanted to tell everybody that I'm a really big fan, and I just wanted to say that if you guys want to watch this show on Newgrounds, you should go there instead, because I'm such a good fan that I want to take traffic away from the people that I'm fans of. Okay, I gotta go, but you know, it's to keep watching the show, but not here. Okay, all right, love you guys, love the show, keep up the good work.
You should probably leave.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. That guy's a dick. All right.
Man, we gotta figure out this phone situation.
I think we should get it unlisted or something.
I know, man. That it.
And how do they know when we're recording? I don't understand. We don't even know when we're recording half the time.
But yeah, so the two-part episode that was saw the return of Bear Warrior and the return of Brett, you know, originated as like a single script that, you know, 9-minute animated episode.
Brian was super happy that we turned that one into him.
Hey, Brian, we have one episode. It's 9 minutes long.
it's the length of three episodes. Can you get that done in the same amount of time? Sweet.
So we decided, you know, we found a good point in to break it up. And I think they turned out great. A lot of work to get them out in time. But
it's been a nightmare week, to say the least. But we're celebrating with the Boxcast and a lot of whiskey. So
oh, yeah. I'm drinking Bushmills tonight.
I am drinking that huge bottle of Jack Daniels, all of it. So
nice.
Yeah, yeah. Gonna average a glass a segment here. So by mail, that's when real Joey happens.
Does it ruin any of the jokes to talk about how the new two-parter leads into what's coming up in December? I mean, I don't want to like spell jokes out for our audience because they're a little bit smarter than that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I feel like that kid that called has some idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys may have noticed that there's some creepy shit going on the roof of the apartment. Somebody's taken quite a fancy to Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And longtime fans of the show know exactly who that is. And new fans of the show, don't worry about it. You're about to find out in a few short
From
weeks.
All the comments telling you.
We're going to have a pretty interesting December. I'm excited about it. I think Joey is too.
I'm very excited about it. For a couple of reasons.
Yeah, we're taking, you know, what I would consider some risks. But it's fun because we're you know, with December, we sort of see the last of the I don't want to say pre-made, but the back library of episodes that we had made.
We're finally anchored in on our timeline, too.
Yeah.
That was part of it. It's like the re-releases with the new episodes kind of coming out in a different order and making sure everything kind of flows from episode to episode. So, like, this is the official timeline now.
Yeah, and because we like to do that kind of callback stuff and continuation, you know, where episodes bleed into each other a little bit, or they're, you know, it's funner that way for us to write, and we feel like it's funner for you guys to watch, and there's like meat to latch onto, you know. But so Christmas is going to consist of some stuff that's been made before with that new sheen on it, but some completely original stuff that you have not seen yet.
Older fans will recognize some stuff, and there's things in there for old fans that's new as well. So,
yeah, and it'll be spread across the month, I believe. There's going to be some teaser stuff throughout the weeks, and then like some full episodes coming in. So yeah, it'll be a joyous holiday season,
which will actually, I think we already said on the Facebook page, that'll be the end of season one, officially, finally.
Yeah, how many videos will we have?
I think 26 or something by that point.
That's pretty solid.
It's like over an hour and a half, and it's only taken us 6 years.
Well, I mean, if you really want to go back 6 years, you have to include the original season zero.
Those don't exist. Shorts. I don't know what you're talking about.
Some lucky fan who earns our favor will be privy to things that no one else should see, and it'll probably ruin that fan's appreciation of the show. Yeah. The very early tests of DestructoBox.
Those were great when we were making them, though.
Pre-Joey and Phil.
As characters, not us.
Oh, no, I didn't exist. I was a different person. But yeah, so, and then we'll, you know, next year we'll go into season two. It's looking like we're going to launch season two in February, and all new, you know, just hit it head on and have a lot of fun with it. I'm excited about doing a bunch of new stuff and playing with a lot of these characters that we've developed over time and haven't gotten a chance to go back to because we have to make sure that all the stuff gets out there and, you know, we don't want to waste content.
That doesn't step on the toes of something that hasn't come out yet. But I think we'll be monthly then, so prepare yourself, everybody.
I mean, I've really liked monthly.
Monthly.
I mean, I think that if we're monthly, you're going to see a lot more consistency with stuff like the Boxcast and stuff on the DestructoBox channel.
Yeah, because we're not.
Some vlog stuff and more behind-the-scenes stuff. It's hard to produce the shows when we both have day jobs, you know, putting in 20 to 30 hours a week on the cartoon while working 50 to 60 hours a week just so you actually can pay bills.
I fucking quit months ago, man. What have you been doing?
I mean, my wife requires many, many things. Like food and...
Fucking house.
And
car.
Closets.
And
she loves those closets.
On the jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
Married, right? Man.
Oh.
God.
Jeez. What did I do?
Man, someone should make a sitcom about married.
Yeah, let's just call it Married.
The show. Okay. Well, let's look at
two really depressed headphones. Man, I just wish my wife would get off my back about this cartoon that I'm doing.
I wish she would just let me make my cartoon and drink whiskey at Friday.
Hey, baby,
night.
My cartoon's gonna take us places, all right? It's gonna buy us that house.
Baby, just one day my cartoon's gonna make it. And we'll sign to a major label.
Stick with me. We're gonna tour across the country with the cartoon. Don't worry, I'm not gonna do anything with those groupie chicks.
All of them, and, all right.
that
fizzled out.
Yeah.
So,
as it should have, because it was horrible.
That was going nowhere good. all right, last item on the news, something about a coach in a shower, I guess.
News!
Yeah, man.
I'm glad that we're getting topical and more current event related in the news.
I pay no attention to news. I have no idea.
It seems you know, because we're really competing with the NPRs and local news stations of the world for audience attention.
Right, right. Well, I mean, you know, it's, I guess when there's stuff in the shower with boys or whatever, that's news.
I've got it. All right, let me pick this rotary phone up.
You're gonna pick it up? All right.
All right, hello?
Is this the shower number for the boys?
Yes, it is.
Hey, I want to book a time to come in with the shower for the boys.
We keep a pretty loose schedule over here. It's nothing too formal.
So just show up whenever?
I mean, are you providing your own boy, or do you expect us to provide the boy for
you?
No,
I would like to rent a boy.
All right, do you have any preference in age or race?
If you could have them sorted by girth, that would be the best.
All right, so just a, like, color, like a level of pube.
Get it a rainbow there. And give me a girth chart.
Girth chart, okay.
Yeah, do you got that?
We recently added the girth chart.
Okay, good.
Because it seems like it was in high demand.
I'm going to have to go soon. I'm getting really erect.
All right. And what, just, you know, for our survey purposes, because we're trying, you know, some new marketing strategies and we're just want to learn more about our clientele. What kind of profession are you in?
You know, like the one that likes all the boys.
Can you be a little more specific, sir?
Actually, no, I can't.
All right, and then are you going under an assumed name, or?
My name is Mr. Happy Rods. I'll be there on Tuesday. I'll see you then. Okay, bye.
Happy Rods on
Tuesday. On Tuesday. Right. Okay, good. I'll see you then. Good. All right, bye.
What the fuck was that?
Topificity.
we are
on the pulse.
All right. Man, it's a good show so far.
Speaking of that, we might as well move along. Everybody's favorite segment. Do we say
favorite?
That every time?
I think
we're just
do,
assuming
yeah.
that because I'm pretty sure that I hate this segment.
It's the worst segment.
And everyone else is probably like, it's kind of frightening and it doesn't make any sense and it's poorly produced.
it's cathartic, if anything.
All right. Let's get out your catheters. For this cathartic segment.
That's what that means.
For negative comment theater.
Hey, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Negative comment theater.
I strongly despise the personautical stereotyping done in this video. The fact that, one, Brett shoves chess pieces up his anus to make boss happy is impossible. Unless his rear is secretly a black hole or a glove compartment, I don't see the point. B. Bear Warrior skins boss, but without the means of any equipment, and if he had it in the prison, he could be sued for millions of dollars. And 3. The fact that male prisoners have sex with one another is highly unlikely due to the fact that it could be against religious views, causing more riots and death. I know I'm taking this too seriously, and this is a very fantastical web series, but it would be at least of some importance to stick to some form of reality.
Hey, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Negative Comment Theater.
That's such a
negative Comment Theater monologue
edition.
That's
such a great comment. I almost want to talk about it just a little bit, even though we don't do that very often. But since it's monologue edition. So, I mean, it's, I don't know how serious it is or how serious it isn't, because I would like to think that this person is just completely doing this as
to get on negative comment.
Like, I really hope that there's people out there who like plant comments hoping that they hear themselves on this podcast. But other than the sheer fact that they're not believing anything to happen being based in reality and it being a cartoon, and anything else in the entire series would leave you to believe or lead you to believe that we're totally based in reality.
I think we really dropped the ball, at least in our writing, because the loophole I'm finding that is, if Brett's asshole was a black hole, that's totally cool.
Well, no, we totally thought about that first before we ever saw this comment.
Yeah, I know, but it was just like, man,
breaking,
I don't know if we can do that.
Lines,
but...
Jesus, it's like that Newgrounds guy. It's like totally ruining everything for everyone. I mean,
yeah, so
you know, and I
guess we'll take that out of that episode.
I'm really, like, this person's sort of view of homosexuality and prison is so
this
off.
This guy has not watched Oz.
He hasn't watched
That's where
anything,
I learned all my prison shit.
Anything that ever had anything to do with prison. Because as everyone knows, all that happens in prison is gay anal sex.
Gay homosexual orgies.
And it's not even necessarily gay. It's just like guys have something that they need to get out of them, and there's no women around. So, you know...
They do the next
best thing, which apparently is butt sex. And that's fine. I don't have anything wrong with that.
Semen is what they need to get.
But I like that it's highly unlikely, because it could be against religious views. And like religious views.
Semen in your balls.
Religious views just...
It's
got to
come out really...
Like there's a bunch of like...
Because if you don't, like, you get
there's
angry.
There's so many... just like,
you know, I understand it. I get it, but
like holy wars in prison right now.
But, I mean, that's not for me. So
that's all that's
prison,
going on in prison is holy wars.
You just in cum
I mean,
everywhere.
It's like, you know, the Jesus
just
lovers,
like,
versus
all over
the Allah lovers,
you know, I mean, like,
versus the Muhammad
so,
lovers.
I mean, just,
and they're all just like,
just
dude,
do it in prison and don't tell anybody. You know, go back to your wife and you get
stuff.
Out. Like, it's not. It's
why
not
don't
a big
you
deal.
Believe in our God? Right, and that's right, so, totally what's going on in prison.
You know,
that is what's happening.
But I digress.
That's totally what Oz is all about.
Yeah. What?
I
so how about we...
all right, who says that this show is all about gay stuff? How about we go into some commentary?
Talking about episode commentary.
All right, so commentary this week is going to be the recently released Zombie Apocalypse.
Recently re-released.
Recently re-released.
Re-re-re-re-re.
Fun fact, Apocalypse is the official name of the font that the DestructoBox logo is written in, which is a custom font that only we have, designed by a good friend of mine, Mike Ramirez. And it
really,
was actually...
Really nailed it with that.
Dude, it's one of the... He's so great. I wish that we could just throw money at him.
Give him all the money.
Fonts. And it originated as one of the fake names for, or the original work in progress names for DestructoBox was a Blockalypse.
It's true.
Way back in college.
I think it actually was a Blockalypse for a while. Because when we pitched it to the student network, we didn't have DestructoBox yet, and we're just like, we need something. So I started making logos and temp logos and stuff, and it was, I remember making a Blockalypse stuff.
Yeah, I think I have some of that art.
The Jesus and Satan one?
Yeah, we had no idea what the show was going to be about.
Oh, yeah, still don't.
It was mostly Bible stories. But
really uplifting. It's kind of the opposite.
So the use of it in the title of this episode was sort of a, you know, meta shout out to ourselves.
One of those homages.
Yeah, those home ages.
Those homages to stuff that only we will understand.
Very few people outside of us would get. But so now you know, and you can either share that knowledge or keep it for yourself, you selfish bastard. I'm getting angry.
Angry, Phil.
Almost at the end of this drink. All right, so you guys just listen for the honk and press play, and we'll be good. Make sure you wait through the advertisement. We have to make sure everybody sees the advertisement, clicks on the advertisement, goes and purchases anything
whatever
the
advertisement says. Yeah, please.
And then come back to the Zombie Apocalypse page. Just pause the podcast and wait, and we'll be here when you come back.
Okay, they're back.
All right, good. Now wait for the honk. On the honk, press play.
Here we go.
I always like doing these. It's fun that they're short.
We really get a lot of info out here in this 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's what's silly about them.
Mm-hmm.
First night shot ever made for the DestructoBox apartment building.
So old fans may recognize Joey's eating a burrito this time. That's new. See, we adjust it. Something new for everybody.
Pre-wife Phil's wife is the female voice in Monster Train.
Mm-hmm.
Which I still like the premise of Monster Train.
I do too.
I remember writing this episode, hanging out in your apartment, and just like totally came out riffing about having a zombie as a pet.
We were meeting about whatever episode was before this, and we're like, "Well, what happens if you had a zombie, and where do they shit?" I'm pretty sure that's how this whole conversation started.
I know how much you like zombies.
Memories.
So this is
the art for the zombie too.
Yeah, this is the one episode where we officially go Minecraft. You know, with the zombie and the creeper and all that.
Pre-Minecraft, maybe.
Pre-Minecraft, years and years ago.
We had a zombie character before the Minecraft.
And suck it, Minecraft.
Oh, man, we were so clever with this brain. You look so smart, business.
That unnatural crook in the zombie there, it's the only time you'll see a character bend.
In case of zombie apocalypse. We debated a little bit about what was going to go in that box and if we'd see it.
And also ignore the fact that Phil's bite changes sides.
Changes sides?
Yeah. Oh. Don't worry.
That's on the animation and art department. It has nothing to do with editing and sound design.
Those guys are assholes. Yeah, this episode was remade. It was an early episode that, back when I was animating, Brian polished this. We went back and added this new ending, the burrito stuff, and I don't know where I'm going with that.
Well, it's different, and you can see the original one on Newgrounds.
It is still on Newgrounds, yes.
As part of the Halloween collab. I think we actually won, or we were like in the top five for the Halloween collab the year that it went up on Newgrounds.
Oh, that's right. We post this at the, and then... the Beard of the Damned one at the same time.
Yeah, that was a good year for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is the first time one of the characters pooped.
It's a good milestone.
And there's Joey.
That's actually me. Yes.
Burrito.
And then the burrito joke, which I'm not sure if is a if it ended up being a stronger out than the original one.
It's a different out. We're just, you know, something for the old fans. It's change, right?
Yeah, it varies it up.
Yeah, you know. All commentary! Right.
Talking about episodes. Episode commentary.
I like Zombie.
I do too. We should bring him back.
Initially, or not initially, but earlier this year, pre-Halloween, I was sort of having pipe dreams about you know, doing a Destructobox take on the Treehouse of Horror and us just having...
Oh, yeah.
Having, like, a good Halloween special every year. And it's hard because, you know, like, Zombie is a couple years old. Mm-hmm. It was one, you know, like, the first five episodes we ever made. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten so dark and weird and uncomfortable over the course of the years that we've been making this show that... It's tame in comparison to
it's
what
true.
We do now.
Yeah, like the comments were like, I expected something more.
Yeah, so like, and I kind of would think that, you know, in forthcoming Halloween episodes, we're going to really amp it up and really make some unsettling shit.
but how far can we take black comedy before it's not funny anymore?
You know, it's pure blaxploitation films.
Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah. Just, you know, like Kings of Comedy meets Shaft. done in right-angled animation.
Mm-hmm.
On Mondo's channel. That's, you know, that's pretty much...
The key is just to not tell them what we're making and then send it to them, right?
Yeah, we're just going to shoot a bunch of black people doing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then it'll be super scary because everyone's afraid of them.
All right, cutting that.
Running theme. And then question is, Phil a racist? Maybe. He just, you know, grew up in an environment where it was okay to talk about
where it was okay to talk like that. Yeah, so...
Where most of his fellow friends and students were black. And they,
if you're rejoining us from the 1 minute, 30-second long censor tone... Phil is totally cool with all races and religions.
That makes me... You're selling me a little too hard. There are some of them that I don't like.
Yeah, okay.
And I won't go into it, but...
That's a different podcast. If you want to join over to the
I've got another podcast outside of this one.
Phil talks about colors and shapes.
I really cut to the bone on some pressing socio-political issues. We get to the bottom of this Obama stuff.
What's up with that?
I mean, there's at least 50% of that guy that is fucking up the country.
Right?
Anyway.
but I digress. That is a different podcast.
That I can't, you know, I don't want to, you know, I'll cross promote a little bit, but you can't. Can't oversell.
No, I subscribe. But anyway, I listen to
I
it
look
every
forward,
week.
I look forward to forthcoming Halloween episodes, and I hope we can really make some demented, like Lovecraftian shit.
I say, if Mystery Meets and the Penal Pal stuff is a normal episode, I'm fairly confident we can ratchet up the uncomfortableness for a Halloween special.
How far can we take it for all of our 13, 14-year-old fans? Can we really blow their minds?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not... It'll be funny to us. That's probably
that's
about
that
it.
That's all that matters.
Yeah,
all
right. Well, I mean, we'll see what happens next year with those...
We make some fucked up shit.
Fucked up episodes and stuff, so... Anyway, let's keep the show moving along, and we'll see...
God damn
it. Oh, shit. All right. You've been getting them. I guess I'll get this one, so... All right. Hello?
Hello?
Yes? Who's this?
This is Beatwad.
Oh, hey!
Yeah. So, you guys have totally been, like, jacking our shit.
Have we now? Okay.
You want to talk about fucked up episodes? Want to talk about fucked up stuff? That's all ATHF.
Hey, yeah. I thought you guys were canceled. Like,
you know what that stuff stands for? You know you own the DVDs. I've seen your house. I've seen your house.
Uh-huh. It's all...
That's all porno and ATHF DVDs. I've seen it.
I don't know. Yeah, I thought you guys were canceled like a long time ago, so...
That doesn't mean you ain't jocking our shit. Shake's coming. I gotta go.
Okay, that was Meatwad. Apparently we're jacking. Phil, we gotta stop jacking Aqua Teen Hunger Force shit.
He was really aggressive.
The show that
he
just
didn't
won't.
He sounded kind of like Meatwad, but Maybe he was on like meth or something.
It's pretty clear. That wasn't Meatwad. That was some guy who thought he was Meatwad.
Where's Dana Snyder when you need him?
So it's
not on our podcast.
Why do people keep calling us? Yeah, that's like last episode with the Minecraft stuff, and in this episode we've gotten interrupted three times.
We changed the number from 1-800-Minecraft.
Thank God. Finally stopped getting the Minecraft tech support calls, but I haven't even been home, and I got like 3 or 4 messages trying to call into the show or something. Like they got our number from somewhere.
It's not only people calling in at really opportune times.
Yeah, no, I haven't been home, and I come home and check the voicemail, and there's some people who got a hold of our number that shouldn't have our number, I guess.
So the they have the main number,
the Destructo Box HQ number. So let's start playing some of these.
Oh man, well you know, I was saving this, but I guess it's, you know, might as well use this thing that Alex did for a personal project that I'm working on.
Yeah, but, I mean he made a song. Let's play the song.
I guess for this.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
We're either out or fast asleep, so leave a message after the beep.
Okay, so let me play the first one here. This is what I came home to one night here.
Hi, I'm looking for the Destructobox voicemail, I guess. I was looking to talk to you guys, but I'll take the voicemail. My name is Sal Milton. I'm from YouTube. Well, I'm not really from YouTube. I'm from a channel on YouTube. You've probably heard of us. We're called U-Tunes with a Z.
I've never heard of them.
So I talked to Joey and Phil about buying their show from Mondo Media.
Oh, shit.
We're looking to make a really competitive bid for it. And we'd like to add you guys to our channel.
We like some money.
We like you guys a lot. And we want to, you know, we have some ideas how we make the show even better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm always open for
creative criticism.
Yeah, sure.
Because the more viewers, the more money, I think. I don't really know. We haven't really figured out how to make money yet.
That's pretty sound.
On YouTube, but we're trying. And okay. We think we can help you guys make some money. So, we have a lot of ideas. I guess one of the ideas we're really excited about here is, you know, after we buy Destructobox, we're thinking maybe, like, Joey can talk to dogs.
Ooh.
But only, here's the hook, only big dogs.
Okay.
Only big dogs?
He's got a hook, yeah, big dogs.
So you have, like, a scenario where maybe, like, a dachshund eats Joey's apartment key, and he's got to get inside, but he can't talk to the dachshund, and he's going, like, are you telling me
tension?
I can talk to dogs, but not all dogs. It's a very humorous scenario.
I can see this.
So you have to find a big dog, like a golden retriever, to talk to the dachshund. So the dachshund talks to the golden retriever in dog talk.
Wow, this is great.
Sounds like a translator.
And relay it, and we're thinking we're going to get Samuel Jackson as the voice of the golden retriever.
Oh, my God.
We're going to work with Sam Jackson.
Of all the dogs that Joey can talk to. So just dogs always sound like Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Please, really, every dog.
Every dog.
You probably get 4 or 5 episodes just out of that.
Oh, no, I totally agree.
And you see, it
sounds like the whole series.
If you want to bring to the table, it's longevity. A lot of things for YouTubers is we're really about minimal animation.
We really want to
save time and pad. So as many just close-up shots as we can of just the same people's eyes blinking, they're great. So we love silence. We love moments of retrospection.
We got a lot of that.
We love when
we do.
It's
great.
Cannot move. We think that's funny.
When they can't move.
And it's also economical. So let's talk about maybe paralyzing Phil. And, you know, I saw that movie,
Soul.
Phil and the Butterfly.
Soul. This is great.
That guy who can't move.
Brian is salivating at that idea.
He's just looking at the entire time. Man, that guy was so easy to shoot. There's been no one. Just put a a camera and a wheelchair and push him around a hotel for an hour. That was a movie, and it made a lot of money, I think. So these are the I mean, really, the only one was the dog idea, but we have some more, and if you call us back, we'll have a lot more ideas. Me and my nephew and a few guys on a forum are all talking about ways to make the Destructive Box better, and we're really excited. Give us a call. We'll be happy to double whatever Mondo's paying you. So we're willing to pay up to $200. give me a call. Sal Middleton. Hugs and kisses.
Oh,
did
man.
Did he have his number? We should be calling him back right now.
He actually didn't. Sal, if you're listening, can you please call us back and let us know what your number is? Sal sounds like a great guy.
Yeah, we don't have to credit any of those episode ideas, do we?
Cut that out of the show. We're going to keep all that.
Phil is now, at least a paraplegic. Guys wouldn't know the difference.
we're going to save so much time.
And this whole dogs thing.
That's great. So much. Sam Jackson? Dude, do you think they can get Sam Jackson?
I mean, you know, Sal sounds pretty legit. I have to think that he's a man of his word.
Ah, I'm very excited. That's a great message. I'm actually pretty happy that our number got out.
Yeah, maybe it's not so bad.
Yeah.
Why were you complaining so much?
This seems to be working out in our favor. I didn't listen to that one.
Are all of them that, like, do they hold that much opportunity for us?
Yeah, dude, let's go to the next one here. Let's see what we got.
This is the theme song?
I wear my full glasses at night.
It doesn't sound like the theme song.
Huh. Okay, that wasn't a Sal offer or anything.
How come that one didn't offer us money in Sam Jackson?
I feel like he grossly misused our phone number he got somehow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was a good song, I guess.
Well, look, that person had a lot of talent. Don't get me wrong. But they did not benefit us directly in any way.
Which is a really poor message.
I mean, like, it's already my ringtone, but I...
it is mine, too, actually,
But other than, like, just the sheer joy I get when somebody calls me, which never happens, by the way, how does that help in my career? Where's the Sam... Samuel.
Where's the Sam Jackson? All right, well, we got one more. Let's keep moving. See what we got here.
More of them.
I don't think they're going to answer.
I think we got a pocket dialer.
I thought it was another song at first.
Yeah, no, it's. I think we pocket dial. Sounds
that's
like
that's actually my song. Okay,
whoa. Oh,
you're hard.
Oh shit!
What's going on?
God.
Oh, this is awkward.
It's your turn. Okay.
Oh, God.
What's going on?
Dude. Someone... Car sex pocket dial.
Is that what's happening?
Oh my god.
Can we listen to that one again?
I'm really uncomfortable. Yeah. It's good. Anyway.
So
okay, well,
so I guess I mean, we got a business deal, it sounds like.
A business deal, a new ringtone, and an accidental and sex pocket dial. I guess, I mean...
Spank bank material.
Well, I don't know about that. Either way,
make a deposit.
Yeah.
let some interest grow on it.
As far as
pique your interest and then masturbate to it.
Oh, okay, great.
That's what I'm talking about.
You want to play that thing Alex wrote again?
We're either out or fast asleep, so leave a message after the beep.
Okay, good.
Man, Alex.
Feel good about
what are you doing?
Okay, well, let's not change our number quite yet. We'll see what happens with that.
I mean, if we're going to get business deals out of it, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, Sal seems legit. My ringtone's pretty bumping.
Yeah.
And I'm hard as a rock.
You wearing your sunglasses right now?
At night.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, if any of you come across our phone number, please leave us constructive messages that involve us acquiring some kind of monetary gain.
Some sort of benefit. To all this.
Or like a, you know, blood rush to the genitals.
Definitely a benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, speaking of you guys talking to us, how about we open up that mailbox?
Pieces of mail stuck in a box. It's mailbox.
All right. I think it's open now. First message is from Cameron Inglis. And he writes, Hey, Joey and Phil. I have to say I do enjoy the quality material produced by you and your crew. I've had crime-fighting spiders with boners stuck in my head, off and on, in my head, for the last 3 days. I've got a fucked up back. That sucks. And it prevents me from doing virtually everything. So while I sit around waiting for a surgery appointment, I like to cuddle up with a nice steamy bowl of Destructobox. It is hot. Now that the ball seems to be rolling again on Destructobox, I had a few questions about the future of the series, and for whoever is on the Boxcast while this email is being read, if it gets read on the Boxcast, that is. And it is.
And it is.
He's got a couple questions here. Number one, is there any speculation on the return of characters that were featured in previous episodes of Destructobox? I'd love to see some patches again. Well,
patches.
We do love patches. If you happen to watch some of the recent episodes, you notice that we brought back a lot of people. There are a few that haven't made the return quite yet, but, you know, I think they'll be worked in moving forward, and that includes patches and some of the other favorites. But Brett, Bear Warrior, Julie, Edgar, Goat even, a lot of that apartment crew, patches.
Pretty much anyone that's in the apartment would, like, I had... As far as I'm concerned, is considered still in the apartment, but it's kind of hard to get down to the laundry room super often. But
because we just don't wash our clothes.
Yeah, I mean, they wear the same thing. But yeah, I mean, one of our goals at least is to get more continuity in the episodes, because we think that's fun. It's more for people that watch the show week to week, or, you know, episode to episode, to catch little subtle hints. And if we can work people back into the show, we're absolutely going to do it. So just because someone hasn't had an episode in, what has it been, a couple months now, doesn't mean they're not going to come back. It's just sort of when we can get back around to them. So
yeah, we're only capable of producing so much content with our schedules. And so we don't often get to meet kind of the creative ideas and needs that we sort of have to fulfill what we can do when we can do it, but everybody is still very much in existence, and we'll work their way back in. So if you have a favorite character, we like hearing who people's favorite characters are. So definitely write that on the Facebook.
Absolutely.
Wall.
Like I think that the Bear Warrior, like people's love of Bear Warrior had a huge influence on why we did this newest two-parter. You know,
at the end of the day, we do Destructobox to make ourselves laugh. Because we're selfish assholes, but
pretty accurate.
I mean,
yeah.
I can't say that you can't, you know, on some level influence us.
We're pretty easy to influence. So,
Number two, will there be more content uploaded to the Destructobox YouTube channel?
I think we sort of hinted at that after the new year, right? Earlier in the episode?
Yeah. There's a couple things that I'd like to get up on there before the end of this year. But I think we're going to be better about that moving forward. And we're going to be better about the Boxcast.
Absolutely.
We're going to be a lot more structured, and it's not going to be so chaotic like it has been with, you know, turning over something every other week. And technically now, with the Germando episodes, we turn over something every week.
Yeah.
It's a lot, and it's still going to be a lot, but the quality of stuff is going to go up, and we're going to be able to maintain consistency with everything, which I'm excited about.
I mean, we sort of mentioned it really, really briefly, but everything that's been posted on Mondo, even if it's an old episode, has been tweaked by Brian. We haven't given Mondo anything that has just been a straight re-release. We didn't want to do that to people that have been fans of us for a while. So I think after this year, and we're done with the backlog, we're going to be able to focus on new things, and we're not going to have to repost those old episodes, because even if it feels like we're not making new content, we're still having to deal with those old re-releases. So once we're done with this year, I we're going to be able to focus more on the Boxcast, focus more on the YouTube channel, and we appreciate all the old fans still sticking with us through all that stuff. So
number three, what are your feelings on the constant Minecraft comparisons with Destructobox? I think we touched on that a lot last
1-800 Minecraft.
Just to keep it short and sweet, I don't have an issue with it. I mean, it's probably better for us than it is bad for us.
Yeah, it gives us more attention. We still want to make absolutely clear that we were in existence several months, if not years, before Minecraft. So, Basically, in summation, suck our dick, Minecraft.
Yeah. I mean, anyone who wants to suck my dick is welcome.
Yeah, I suppose.
Don't turn down those BJs.
Uh-huh.
Number four, because I'm writing this around the time of Halloween and would like to know, what are your favorite horror films or stories? And I think, we'll keep this down to just our favorite horror films. I have mine. Joey, do you know yours?
Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
Mine is The Brood.
You do love The Brood.
I love The Brood.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, man. You're really missing out. It's David Cronenberg, 1979. Yeah. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but if you take anything out of this podcast or Destructobox in general, it's, you should see The Brood. They might be remaking it. I heard that they were.
Oh, really?
I'm going to approach that with some trepidation.
Mm-hmm.
The original is just great for a lot of reasons, and it's horrible for a lot of reasons, but you guys should check it out.
I don't know if this necessarily counts as a Halloween thing, but Tales from the Crypt is one of my favorite TV shows, despite it being from early 90s. And The Thing is also still excellent. I haven't seen the new one, the new The Thinger, but the Thing and Tales from the Crypt. I still watch those on a regular basis. So,
one more from Cameron, number five. Assume you and your wife, or knocked-up hooker, or unlucky girlfriend, or what have you, are going to have a child with one major deformity. What would you want that deformity to be, and why? Well, I think obviously I would want my child to not have legs or arms, so I could dress them up like Destructobox characters. did we need to say any more?
No. I had a thing, but I'm changing it to that. All right, great. Okay.
All right, moving on. Cameron closes with, that's all my questions. Thanks again for the laughs and being the funny crew of folks you are. Well, thank you, Cameron.
All right, thanks, Cameron. Nice. Good luck with the back stuff. That sounds awful.
Look, Steven's back.
Oh, Steven! Hey, this message is from Steven N. Sagasai.
Sagasai.
If at Box Phil and at Box Joey, the characters, were a gay couple, who would be on top? If Phil and Joey, you guys, were a gay couple, who would be on top? Watching Pea Soup made me ask this question. That's three gay questions in a row. Hat trick. I should get something.
You should get a very gay hat.
Steven, I hope you enjoy your gay hat that I'm going to email you.
And yeah, so I can answer this question, and it applies to both the cartoon Joey and Phil and the real Joey and Phil.
Uh-huh.
And I hope I'm not overstepping my bounds, Joey.
I really hope you're not.
Based on conversations we've had recently, I think I can definitively say that neither one of us is on top. We are laying down next to each other, just touching the tips. And I'll tell you why. Both of us have weird sort of innate fears of things going into or coming out of our butts that stems from something in childhood. We don't like pooping. We don't like... I mean, I don't like prostate exams. I know that from experience. I can only assume the same of Joey.
I am also not a fan of things going in or coming out of my butt.
So I think that that's the only reasonable situation.
No, I agree. I totally agree. I think
this is an equal partnership.
I think if we lay on our backs and angle at each other at a 45-degree angle and touch tips in a TP formation.
That's all I need.
That's pretty much what both. That's enough for both situations, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm glad we settled.
We're on the same page.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Great.
Okay. Matt McGill, was the landlord's son talking in sign language, or is the landlord just insane?
Stay tuned.
To be determined. I mean, to be revealed.
Mm-hmm. Probably to not be revealed, but further confused.
Further explored.
All right. Let's see. We got Nick Allen. Hi, longtime fan, first time email questioner. I've never seen Joey and Phil have a dog. I'm wondering if they're more cat people or if their apartment allows pets. So I guess my question is, how many dicks in a day does Joey suck dry?
I wonder if this is just Steven writing under a different name.
Yeah, I mean, you figure Steven could come up with a better alias than Nick Allen, but...
That's a pretty generic name. That might be the most generic name.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like if he really wants to ask us, he should just ask under his real name, right? Or
yeah, you would think that.
Okay. Well, I guess moving right along.
It's a horrible name. Now this is a name.
Go for it. This is a name.
Matthew Dwarby.
Nope. It's Matthew...
Dwarby. Matthew Dwarby. What's going to happen to Bear Warrior?
If this last year has taught us anything, is we'll probably find out in a year from now what happened in that storyline.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah. We'll pick it up in about a year.
You guys don't care about it, right?
No, it's...
Nobody's curious.
Continuity in an internet cartoon? What?
What? That sounds like a horrible marketing strategy.
That's the worst. All right.
Does it cost a lot to make each episode?
I wish.
Only if you consider... portions of your soul currency.
Soul, time, attachment to the outside world.
I don't have a lot of friends anymore.
I don't either. To answer your question honestly, all Destructobox is made in the off hours between Phil, myself, and Brian and Alex. To put an actual monetary value to that, I'm sure is really depressing. So we try not to.
Let's go into his next question because it kind of
okay.
How long do you guys spend editing each episode?
That's all Phil.
It goes back and forth, but just the editing to put in perspective, which does not take as much time as art and animation. For the two-parter that we just released for Penal Pals 1 and 2, with editing, revisions, sound design, It's probably at least 20 hours.
And that's for about, what, nine minutes or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm...
And it might be too much, I don't know, but it...
I mean,
we take ourselves very seriously and sometimes too seriously, and then...
Most times too seriously.
Inevitably are not happy with what we end up with.
I think, animation-wise, overall, we're pretty lucky on how much we are able to get done with the amount of time we put in. But animation is one of those things where it's... You could spend as much time as you want in it, and it's never going to be enough. So I would say that
like for this two-parter, both parts, mm-hmm. 9 minutes of animation, roughly, it's probably close to 50 hours.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Between 50 and 60 hours of total time, total man hours across three people spent on it. It might even be more, because, you know, you think about not even writing, but just recording, editing dialogue, lip syncing, art, animation, animation revision, editing, revisions, sound design.
And one of the big things that you wouldn't really expect to be in the process is the notes of all of it. I think Phil does a cut, and we refine a cut over and over across, you know, like three different versions, and that's all time consuming too. So.
Yeah, the first thing that we get done is far from what it ends up being.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so next email comes from Robin Hollander, right?
Highlander.
I think every time we don't know immortal. How to pronounce a last name, we just start doing the Hollander.
Robin's a unisex name, so I don't even know how to approach this.
It's Robin Hollander.
Highlander. It's Highlander. Robin is immortal. Just don't cut off Robin's head.
Highlander. Who's the woman Bear Warrior sexes with after finishing the hunt? Also, is she alive?
Bear Warrior is not a necrophiliac.
He is not. I think that's one of the... You know, since we're recording this Friday and Penal Pals 2 just went up... I think people need to watch Bear Warrior, the original, a little bit closer, because Bert is married to Bear Warrior's ex-wife, which you may have recognized if you pay super close attention, is the lady at the end of the Penal Pals Part 2. More on that to be discovered probably next year.
Probably.
Yep, exactly. Put a pin in that one. All right.
You want to ask me these rapid fire?
Yeah. Next email is a rapid fire for Phil from Joe Murphy. All right, Phil. Rapid fire questions.
I'm ready.
Are ready? All right. How did you come up with DB?
I basically revisited some diary entries I had as a youth, but it's totally all my doing.
All you're doing, huh?
I came up with it in its entirety. I had the characters of Joey and Phil way back when I was like 11.
That's pretty amazing. And you met someone named Joey?
My middle name is Joseph.
So oh, okay.
It was basically just two sides to my personality.
Great. Number two, if you had to delete a DB character from the world, who would it be?
It'd probably be Joey.
Yeah, he sucks. Number three. Do you bully Joey with the fact that he can't have ice cream without facing massive consequences?
If you mean bully by, like, drip feed Joey melted ice cream while he sleeps, then yeah.
Number four, Xbox or PlayStation?
All right, gameplay, Xbox, functionality, PlayStation 3.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good answer for just winging it.
For not knowing anything about what are these?
Yeah, what's a game? Number five, how is your newly married life?
It is great.
Number six, favorite film? That's a tough one.
Yeah, one of the Andersons or one of the Coen brothers.
One of the Anderson-Coen brothers.
And yeah, Punch Drunk Love.
I need to watch that again.
Punch Drunk Love's great.
Yeah.
Hotel Rwanda, classic.
Cry a lot. All right.
Schizopolis, Steven Soderbergh. I don't know.
I've never seen that one. Number seven, similar to Joey's question, if you had to punch someone in the face out of Joey, Brian, Isaac, Chad, and other DB cast members, who would you punch?
I'd punch Arnie Dibbles in the face.
Arnie Dibbles? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
All right.
It's sort of like a Family Feud thing. You guys wouldn't get it.
All right. We got a
final question. Eleuterio Ramirez. What does he say?
Eleuterio Ramirez. Are you guys going to be back on a more stable podcast schedule?
If by stable you mean roughly once a month.
We'd like to
do once every 3 weeks.
We'd like to do more than one a month. I'm having
the goal is to do two a month.
I'm having a great time. I think
Joey's so drunk.
Huh?
You're so drunk.
I'm not. Phil, you're talking only to me.
What?
What? I think once we're done with this back catalog and we get into the new year, we're only making one episode at a time. You know, like we said earlier, we can focus more on the YouTube channel and we can focus more on the Boxcast. So I'd like to do it more often, but it's one of those the time thing. So it's not for love of the Boxcast or anything else. I'm sure Phil is having a great time too.
Yeah, I mean, I love doing it. It's just again, it's trying to figure out when we can do it and still spend time with the wives. Because they still haven't agreed to the double married thing.
Son of a bitch. And, I mean, we still have to make episodes, too. So, I think what it boils down to is we're always going to put making new episodes first. So, you guys don't have to worry about that. And I think Boxcast comes after that. And then YouTube channel comes after that. Which sort of shows why we haven't posted a lot to the YouTube channel lately. So, end of the year. Since we love doing Christmas specials and, you know, Thanksgiving, Halloween specials, shorter shows why this sort of stuff, this sort of extra stuff tapers
just
off.
Mix up those consonants.
This sort of extra stuff tapers off toward the end of the year. So, I mean, it's definitely stuff we like to do. We're hoping next year we'll be able to catch up and do more of this type of thing. So,
well, man, that mailbox was full.
It's a pretty good mailbox. I would
I should close it up.
I think I think before we do.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Before we do,
all right. So sometimes there are fans. And sometimes there are super fans.
That like super good pornography.
And then sometimes there are fans that are not only super, but savvy. And John Stripling is one of those super savvy fans.
This is great.
We're spanning the country. Joey in California, Sherman Oaks, Phil, 2:15 in the morning, Chicago, Illinois. And we are sharing a moment looking at,
oh man,
photo mosaic pornography.
Would just like to say I'm having a moment here. This is amazing.
The best part was that I had given up on my search and forgotten that we even wanted this.
Go ahead.
And then it just showed up. This showed up in literally the 11th hour.
This is right before we hit record.
This came at 11:59 p.m. my time, and we started recording at like 12:03 a.m. So, John, you know, timely, savvy, great taste.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fantastic. It's pretty much everything we asked for.
So John, if you could send us a mailing address. You've got something coming to you.
Yeah, we'll send us your mailing address.
Nothing dirty.
send us your favorite episode name of the show, not of the
mailing address, favorite episode. You, sir, have won. I can't wait to show this to my wife.
Oh, yeah. No, as soon as she wakes up, I'm going to show her this. This is amazing.
That goes out to all of you other fans. If you want to send us cool stuff, maybe we'll send you cool stuff.
Yeah, I like sending people cool stuff. All right.
I like getting cool stuff.
All right. Well, I think that's a pretty successful mailbox for only a couple weeks off, right?
Yeah, not too long.
You want to close it up?
Close it up.
Close up the mailbox. Right.
Pieces of mail stuck in a box. It's mailbox.
All right, that was a really good mailbox segment.
We learned a lot.
Pretty much got all those emails in the 2 days leading up to the recording. So
yeah, we just spread them out, fans.
Please email us. It's boxcast@destructobox.com. We get messages on Facebook as well as Twitter, but if you could email us, that's just the most surefire way for you to get your questions answered. Facebook, they tend to get lost in the shuffle, as do Twitter. So if you email us, we will for sure do some sort of witty thing about your whatever, right?
Yeah, we will wit all over your whatever.
Yeah, we will wit all over your stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Joey's going to go play Skyrim. Phil's going to go to bed. And we're going to get on some more DestructoBox episodes and wrap out the year in style. There will be probably at least one or two more of these boxcasts before the year is out. So don't fret.
Hope so.
We know you love them so much.
I love them.
And for as little as they come out, we do have a great time making them. So,
also, if there's anyone you'd like to hear as a guest,
you talk about your favorite characters. Maybe we can get John on, who does the voice of Patches. We can get we got connections to all these guys. So don't.
Yeah, I don't know. They're
don't worry.
They're available to us, right?
Yeah, you know, physically, yes. Emotionally, that's hit or miss.
That's true.
But I had a great time.
I did as well.
I'm going to go into the night having dreams of so many fancy things. And this has been Destructo Boxcast Episode 6. You can check out our episodes on Mondo, the Mondo YouTube channel at youtube.com/MondoMedia. You can follow us on Twitter at DestructoBox. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/DestructoBox. Or you could just go to DestructoBox.com and get redirected to all that stuff.
Yeah, it's quicker.
It's probably your best bet.
Mm-hmm.
Email us at boxcast@DestructoBox.com. And until next time, this is Phil.
And this is Joey.
And save yourselves.
That was really sad sounding. This is Joey.
Are you pretty depressed right now?
This is over. I'm bummed.
Until next time.
Till next time. You keep doing the beat. I'll keep dancing. So for the after party, we're gonna go under the radar of iTunes and somehow show you some photo mosaic pornography. So
just don't tell your parents where you got it.
Number one. If you go to destructobox.com/multitits, that's destructobox.com/multitits, you will get to see John Streepling's photo mosaic request via Phil. Or whatever the correct thing is. Right? Is that the thing?
All I know is it's glorious.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.